But check this out. The latest major website to be hacked is a website called Ashley Madison. And you may or may not be familiar with Ashley Madison. It is basically a for infidelity. It's an infidelity website. Their slogan is "Life is short, have an affair."
Yeah, so
and
they encourage people to find an affair. Yeah.
A discreet way that you can hook up with other people for an affair. And that website has been hacked. This hacking group claims to have all of their financial records for the company and all of the information submitted in any form by every one of their clients, which they have tens of millions of, by the way.
How many was it?
I want to say 35 million or something crazy like that. So what they're saying is
37 million members.
Now, what drew the ire of this hacking group was the Ashley Madison service that they offered, which was for an extra $20, if you want to shut it all down, for $20, they will completely clear all of your data from their system. It will be as if it never happened. And that's their promise. And it turns out, according to this hacking group, that claim was false. They haven't been able to actually offer that to people, even though they've been taking their money. And
is
so
this something
that this was the pretext in which the hacking group went after this website?
I want IT people to kind of weigh in on this. Maybe if somebody knows, because would it even be possible? Isn't there a way to still have information somewhere floating out there? And the way that they were to prove it, the way that they tried to prove that these people are being ripped off and told their information is being erased, is that they were putting snippets of personal information up online that were, according to them, that were personal information from people who said that they or people who had allegedly paid to have that taken off of the site. Now,
so here's the question.
My thing is, Ethan, is it impossible to do something like that? Because is it like saying, hey, I want you to take that picture of Beyonce down off the internet? Because it's impossible. I feel like once something's on the internet, the internet never forgets. Is that kind of like a database like this? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what I would suspect that the ability of a company to completely wipe an individual person from its records network is limited. However, with that said, I think that the larger question is out there, and that is, are these people getting what they deserve? What do you think about outing all of these cheaters? Okay, these are people who are having affairs. They're using this website to organize them. Are they getting what they deserve if this hacking network outs them all? Text that into 57500. I'd be interested to hear that. What do you think? Are they getting what they deserve? What do you think, Alex?
I look at it like, on the one hand, my initial reaction was to say, oh, well, that's one less website. Like if somebody announced that a porn website was going to be shut down forever because the founder was bankrupt and it wasn't, they weren't going to do it anymore, then you go, hey, victory, little moral victory there. On the other hand, you have this, and you go, look, it's a website that encourages people to cheat. It helps people to cheat on their spouses. That is terrible.
So are these people getting what they deserve by having their information hacked and posted online?
The answer is no. Because
why not?
Because I know that people are going to disagree with that. They will text in and say, you guys are morally bankrupt or something, but I'm a faithfully married man, and I would never use a service like this, and I would never encourage other people to use it, and I wish that it would go away on its own, but I certainly don't think that compromising somebody's privacy is ever going to be something that is worth it, unless it's actually like, maybe going to save millions of lives or something, or save a bunch of lives. And even if you said, well, maybe if it saves a bunch of marriages, or it saves people, they're able to turn their life around because of something like this. I still don't think. I think privacy is more important. I think that the laws of the land in this case are more important. So you can't just hack a website even with – and the other thing is they weren't doing it because of the moral purpose of it. They were doing it because the morality of charging somebody and telling them that they are – taking that information offline.
That's right.
Had nothing to do with the actual cheating part.
The hacking group was not taking issue with the infidelity. The hacking group was taking issue with them accepting money for a service that they allegedly couldn't then follow through with. So far, people are saying, yeah, here's one. Go karma. The cheaters have been cheated on. Yes, total justice 57500. What do you think about this?
This one says you can wipe. You can wipe information completely, but it's fairly difficult. Maybe that's why you end up charging $20 for it.
Well, listen. Keep those texts coming in at 57500. If you think that because of these people engaged in cheating themselves, that they deserve to have this information out there online, 57500. I guess you would have to concede that not everyone who has registered on this website or become a client of this website, not every person has actually followed through with some kind of infidelity. I mean,
sure.
You'd have to concede that,
yeah,
right?
And there would be people who wouldn't have gone through with it, but their information would still be out there. But what if your personal vices or sins or misgivings of any kind were made public because somebody had hacked a system? You would not be happy about it. Now, you might not agree with somebody's actions and behaviors when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we can say these things destroy marriages and destroy homes, and that's terrible. But in the end, if your personal information was put out there because of your personal misgivings and your particular vices and sins are out there, I think that we would change our tune quite considerably if we had to reveal what our personal problems were to the public.